What did you see from Wood today? Obviously, the first inning came out pretty quick and got three outs, but then especially that fourth inning seemed like kind of unraveled there.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously for Woody, tonight is a tough night. I think he fell behind early, which, when you have to come back into the zone with the fastball, it's a little challenging. He handled the top of the lineup pretty well. It's just those middle portion of the lineup, bottom third. He didn't give up a ton of hard contact. It was just, unfortunate that, the balls were hit, down line and in holes. And, he only had one walk, but three punch outs. So, we'll get back after it.
Obviously, on the other side, Bieber was pretty good. What did you see from him?
Yeah, we didn't have an answer for Bieber tonight. That was pretty good. He didn't. We were swinging at the right pitches. Outside of JJ, he pretty much dominated us tonight, up and down the lineup. So, he has that ability. There's a reason he won the Cy Young in 20, and he had his night tonight, and we didn't have an answer.
Yes. On the other hand, you had a. Bleday seems to be the guy that was swinging the bat better today. How important was going to be Bleday for your lineup, especially there in the middle, like third slot or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, for us to go as an offense, we've got to get, Noda and Zach got to get on in front of those guys, those three, four, five guys. And Bleday, as you said, he had a nice night. He was the one guy that the approach worked for him. He was able to stand some pitches away and hit the ball to left. But obviously Bieber's strength is his ability to throw in the lane on the outer edge, and he pretty much kept it off the middle of the plate tonight. And again, when that happens, you're going to run into tough pitching and tough pitching when they're on, it's going to do that to an offense.
On Monday, you said that you were impressed with JJ's process throughout spring training, and tonight he went the opposite field, which is something that he talked about pregame that he wanted to do this season. Just how impressed are you with him so far?
Yeah, no, it's one night. It's a great night, though, for JJ. He got off to a good start. Lang had a good at-bat. He hit a first pitch fastball away, line drive to right, nothing to really show for it. And again, these guys have worked really hard. It's unfortunate that we ran into a really good arm tonight. I mean, that's why he's a number one, and he's on the mound.
How about overall sharpness, base running, defense? Any thoughts?
Yeah, one base running mistake. You're down six. We talked to Butler about it. It's great that he's being aggressive. He would have been safe. He slid off the base. But when you're down six, you need to be a little bit more cautious and not run into that out there. But overall, I mean, the play that Noda had, tried to make that play on the throw up the line that got out of the glove. We make that play. It's an out, and we're in a different situation for Woody there. But overall, we got shut down, we got shut out, and you don't score any runs, you're not going to win the game.
And there's been a lot of talk about the fans, outside and inside. And after a month and a half of training, this is probably not, how you had it drawn up in terms of how how unfortunate is that not getting off? Because especially last year when you just didn't get off to a good start in April, and what's the importance level of?
Yeah, I mean, it's game one of 162, so it would have been great to come out and play tonight and get a win in front of these fans. There was 13,000 or more here tonight. Energy was good. They definitely came out to watch us and support us, which obviously is great. You'd love to play better, again, tomorrow's a new day, and we'll turn the page.
Bullpen seemed to pitch pretty well after Alex came out until the end there. How would you evaluate their night tonight?
Yeah, I thought Kyle did a great job coming in, getting out of the third inning, pitching through the fifth. Great job by Kyle. TJ, came in, and it's vintage him. So overall, Kelly had to grind a little bit, but it was good to get those guys out on the mound and get them in a game.